Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go hook him up!
I would attack you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host Ed in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not much.
Well, guess what? We have a surprise guest co-host tonight, or I should say a returning co-host tonight. Craig, what's going on, Craig?
Greetings and salutations, Edward. You know, it's fun to be on vacation, but sometimes there's no place like home.
Uh-huh. Well, how were the damn Pearl Jam concerts, Craig?
Which one would you like to hear about? Should I just go over them song by song, or would you like me to...
I'm sure they were identical. They might have just put Jeremy in a different order,
gosh.
The rest of the same.
Didn't even hear Jeremy the whole time. That's you have no idea what you're talking about.
They didn't play Jeremy? They didn't play their most famous song?
No, Ed, they have...
They got like five songs.
You know the song.
What's that, Pitcher?
I said they have a million other songs since Jeremy.
Yeah.
They got Jeremy, and then they got that song that the opera guy from Saturday Night Live tried singing that one time. And maybe a couple other ones.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But
did they sing the song about the pellet gun?
Nope. They didn't do that one in the couple shows I went to.
That sucks.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Had a fine time. I didn't think we'd get into this right off the bat. I mean,
yes,
I guess
you did.
No, I really didn't. I didn't agree with
you. You knew what that first thing is going to talk about.
Well, I have been doing a lot of gallivanting lately. There's been a lot of
other live experience this week.
Yes. Yeah, stay tuned for that because I have wrongs that need to be righted.
Okay.
Because Brian Alvarez is a dirty, rotten liar.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Well, that's not really news, but I'll be more than happy to listen to whatever you have to say about Brian.
Oh, I've got stuff to say, brother.
tell me, we have a future interview with Vincent coming up.
Dude, no.
Damn.
I'll explain later. He was very nice, but he was watching the show, and I'll explain all that in just a minute. But I've had a couple weeks off, and I did go see my favorite band and possibly the greatest band in the world. But that's about
the Eagles. I thought you went to Pearl Jam.
The Eagles.
Yes, the Eagles, the greatest band ever. Uh-huh. How does a band have 4 or 5 lead singers?
And only one good song.
Fuck
you.
Oh
yeah. Let's,
asshole.
Yeah, let's talk about them rambling into different towns, and they've got a woman in every town. Oh wait, every band has a song like that. Oh,
if
how about this woman?
Desperado was a good song. We can move on.
So if you change the word
so anyway.
Desperado to Ed in San Antonio while you sing the song, it makes it even more awesome.
Is that right?
Makes it even more gay.
You're gay.
Okay.
So,
thanks.
Yeah. So obviously Thanksgiving came and went. That's how far back my gallivanting goes. And my buddy Dan, who Ed, you will, if I told this to Matt Cleary when he was here. If every man has an angel and a devil on their shoulder, you know, to pull them to do right and wrong, mine looks like my friend Dan Diamond. And he also
is that a gimmick
has the greatest.
Name?
No, that's his
gimmick?
Real name.
Okay.
His real name is Dan Diamond. He has the greatest name in the world. Anyway, he shows up to my place at, it was about 1 o'clock on Friday. And we drive down to Portland. The first thing that happens is Dan gets in my car, and he's got a fifth of Grey Goose vodka with him. And as I'm pulling out of the driveway, he opens it up and pours it into his cup. I say, Dan, you do realize that Portland is a very long ride, and there are many officers of the law as we're going to be driving 3 hours to get to Portland. Dan's like, yeah, yeah, it's cool. Don't worry. And I said, Dan, I'll tell you what. I've got a bottle of Vicodin in the house. You leave that bottle in your car, and I'll give you four of them. And he says, done. So I pull back into the driveway, run inside, and I grab the pills for him. And then
that's
we're
legal, by the way.
I know. But what's more illegal is me getting caught with an open container in my car. So, anyway, so we go to Portland. We he takes all four of them at one time and then drinks and drinks and drinks. And we got our tickets, and we stopped and got a few things, merchandise-wise, and then went and had some pizza where he had two more Coors Lights. And then we went back to the arena, and he ordered two $9 beers and proceeded to get cotton mouth really bad. He kept leaving as the show was going on. Pearl Jam played a 36-song set. They played for over three hours. It was unreal. And Dan proceeds to just lose his mind. So we get in the car at 12:15. He immediately, I swear to God, as we're pulling out of the parking garage, he goes to sleep on me. We got a three-hour drive home, and he is asleep. When I say asleep, I mean passed out. So anyway,
I'm surprised you actually hang out with somebody who would drink that and party that much.
He's my boy. I've known him for many years, and anyway, he's my guy. So anyway, we've been to many, many shows together. Anyway, Ed's pulling a bong rip if any of you are listening.
Actually, that's not me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry, I was opening a bag of beef jerky.
Supposed to pull a bong rip and then open the beef jerky. Anyway, so I do the three-hour drive. I walk in the door at 2:30 a.m. and collapse. So I drove all the way home from Portland. And anyway, and that was awesome. And then Rodney showed up at my house at 1 o'clock the next day. And had a great time with Rodney. I took his buddy Danny, who they came up to watch the Seahawks decimate his Saints. And I took him out to a fine eating event and got him all the way up to the snow. I went to Snoqualmie Falls and then drove back, and my wife made lasagna, and we had a nice evening with them, and they went on their merry way.
What a great story, Cole.
Yeah, so far. So then, fast forward, just a few days. Matt Cleary, I pick up Matt Cleary from the airport on Thursday evening. Matt Cleary comes back to my place, stays the night in my son's extra small bed. And by the way, Matt Cleary is the most awesome house guest because he buys gifts for the family. Well, just for Cameron. But anyway, me and Matt, I took Matt up to Mount Rainier, and he got to see the mountain. And then we drove to Seattle at about 4 o'clock, and we stood in line to get in the general admission area for about an hour and a half. And it was 19 degrees out. Jeez. And there was a stiff wind. And if you've ever been to a concert, you know you want to go light. And I had a thermal shirt on and a T-shirt, and I figured once I got in there, I would lose the thermal. Matt was freezing. I was freezing. We stood in line forever. And when they finally opened the doors up, we were in general admission. We were rewarded with about third row from the edge of the stage. It was unbelievable. I've posted a couple of pictures on my Twitter account at Proper Jam. You can see just exactly how close I got, and had an awesome night. They played for 3+ hours, almost 3.
You weren't violating the restraining order that Eddie Vedder has against you? I mean, that's pretty close.
Hey, that's still a contingent. Anyway, they played about 3.5 hours. They were absolutely amazing. I walked in the house Friday night. I walked in the house at 1:30. And remember, I was only an hour away instead of 3 hours away. So it was so, so great. I cannot put into words. They played stuff that they hadn't played since 92. They actually put out a Christmas song in 1991 and actually played it. They did all three songs that were featured on the single soundtrack. They did Breath, State of Love and Trust, and then the Mother Love Bone cover, Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns. Oh, I could go on. It took about, I took 95 pictures. 77 of them were worth saving. Just had a ball and dropped Matt back off the, oh, there was another thing. I forgot about that. Jeez. So the next day they had a little get-together, the Pearl Jam fan club had a get-together in Seattle, and they were selling all this very rare merchandise. And loaded Matt back up into the car, and we went and we stood outside in the freezing cold again for about an hour and a half, and finally got inside and goofed around there for a little while, went and had lunch with Whitney and Brian. And then Whitney had to leave and had a nice lunch with Brian. And we talked about our show, Edward, Brian, myself, and Matt. And then I sent Matt packing Sunday about noon. So a great weekend, a month that I will not forget. It was absolutely incredible. I just enjoyed the heck out of myself the last few days.
I joined the Rock and Roll Express fan club in 86.
Nice.
I got to sing the Boogie Woogie Dance Hall they sent me. Lost that tape.
Did they have like an NWA fan club at one time? And I can't remember exactly what they sent me. I know that I had the Bash 86 program. There was a single of Bad Street USA on a 45. And I want to say there was a pendant and a War Games 8x10 or something like that. But, yeah, I know
that. Exactly. That would have been in 97, I think.
Well, it was all from the 86 Bash, so, yeah, that would make as much
sense. War Games didn't start till 87, so that's impossible.
You know, Chris, you're going to dump on everything I say. No, I'm just kidding.
On July 4th in the Omni.
No, it wasn't War Games. It was the Bash of 86.
Okay.
Remember that specifically because I got the program from there. So, but it was probably
I lost my Rock and Roll Express ID card, though, a while back. So. I don't have that no more.
Nice. Nice. So yeah, that was my weekend. Two weekends of Pearl Jam madness. Got to meet a bunch of really amazing. Oh, here's the cool thing. So if you guys remember, Matt Cleary came up to see me in 2010, and we went to Vancouver, BC. These two young ladies sat next to me on my right-hand side, and we chatted, and they were from the Seattle area, blah, 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 blah. And they had fan club tickets. Real nice. We got to talk. So I also had fan club tickets in Portland, and these two girls come and sit down next to me on my left-hand side, and it was the same two chicks that sat by us in Vancouver a year and a half earlier.
Did you bang them?
What are the odds? I didn't even look sideways at them. So.
Well, before we get on to the rest of your story, I have to throw my first live Shine update because I am watching the Shine Eye pay-per-view as we speak. And the first match was Sue Young against Solo Darling. Are you familiar with Solo Darling, Craig?
Was she in X-rated movies?
No, but she probably could pass for someone in X-rated movies.
What's her name
she's
again?
Actually,
Solo Young?
She's actually very attractive, has a nice figure, but she's the size of a hobbit.
I see.
Yeah, she's like slightly taller than El Torito. But she was having a wardrobe malfunction during the match because she had on like long tights, and she was wearing a belt, but the belt was not attached to her tights. So by halfway through the match, and she was only wearing like a bra, like a bra top with long pants, and in the middle of her stomach is her belt.
That's why I like to keep mine, to keep things, tidy.
But her belt's there and her pants are way down here.
Thank you for the radio analogy.
But it was a cool little match, and Sue Young won. She's a cute little Asian. It was okay little opener.
Sure.
And
that's what my prediction came through. So that's who I picked on Reddit to win that match. So I'm doing good.
All right. Contreras 0 for 1. I love it. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's it so far. So, we got a lot of news regarding pay-per-views coming up. There's, of course, a pay-per-view this weekend.
Well, hold on. I got another update. I'm going to have to demand that freaking gay give me a refund because the stream just started to buffer like crazy.
Well,
and I blame gay.
You take that up with Gabe. Why wouldn't you?
Blame ROH, it's their fault.
It's not ROH, it's on Gabe.
Yes, it is. All high pay-per-view problems are their fault.
It's not, thank God. The what?
I'm waiting for somebody to speak.
You were talking and you just stopped.
No, it says the ROH jinxed the iPay-per-view, and then I ended.
Yeah.
Oh, how I've missed you too. Okay. I know I've been taking up quite a lot of the show so far. There is a TLC pay-per-view this weekend, and my good friend Matt Cleary is going to go because he's in Houston, Texas. I'll quickly run down.
Does he know Gary Young?
Doubtful. I mean,
he's in Houston. I wonder if he knew gorgeous Gary Young from Devastation Incorporated.
Sure.
Okay.
He has passed. I mean, it's possible.
I love bringing up shit nobody understands.
So there's a TLC pay-per-view this weekend, and the pay-per-view is as follows. Dolph Ziggler will be facing Fandango on the pay-per-view pre-show.
Okay. And I'm sure Dolph would do the job.
That would make the most sense because Brian beat Fandango on Monday.
So
from the main event segment on Raw to the pre-show match on the pay-per-view. Wasn't he out there in the main event segment?
Ziggler?
Yeah.
Unannounced. He got like two or three bars of his music. Anyway. The WWE Tag Team Champions Goldust and Cody Rhodes will be facing the Real Americans, Ryback, Curtis Axel, and Big Show and Rey Mysterio in a four-way match.
And I wonder what the over-under is on either Rey or Big Show blowing out their knee.
Considering they're both pretty much blown out already, that's probably high.
I pick Rey.
Rey was moving so slow on Monday Night Raw.
I wonder whatever happened to Triple H telling Rey he could take all the time he needed, because apparently that got changed.
Yeah.
I thought he was recovered.
Mm-mm.
Apparently not.
No, not a shot.
Well, fuck him. Anyway.
Well, now, my son is going to be so sad to hear you say that. Of course, he doesn't listen. The WWE Divas champ, AJ Lee, will be wrestling Natalya. Natalya's kind of on a little bit of pot streak right now.
Who watched Total Divas last week?
I haven't watched any.
I haven't watched.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to
watch them all. You didn't watch it, Craig?
I've watched I watched a couple of episodes of the first season or whatever, and I haven't had time to go back and watch anything else.
I read the show reports, and then I decide I don't really need to watch this.
That's fair.
Sounds like a bunch of fake.
Well, I did watch it, and I have to admit that I cried during the episode.
Oh,
it's just
Edward.
A cat. Christ.
I cried twice, actually. I cried when Gizmo died, and then I cried when TJ brought home little Gizmo.
Oh, no, some Gizmos died? Oh, I'm getting all teary-eyed here. Did they feed him
they
after dark?
They feed him after midnight?
We both went for the same joke. They get him wet?
Yeah,
and
they were both bad.
Strike killed.
But the little Gizmo looked like, I don't know, he didn't... It looked okay. Craig, did you see what the cat looked like on the episode you did watch?
I think I saw a preview a while back. I vaguely remember what the cat looked like.
Oh, well, it's a big hairy cat. And anyway, TJ brought like a new one, which is like a kitten version of the cat that died, and it's all fur. It almost didn't look real. It almost looked like a Muppet.
Yeah, nothing worse than hairy pussy. Cat.
What? Wait. You just cussed because pussy is a bad word, Craig.
No. I said pussy cat. I just paused.
You
did.
You said.
I said
pussy.
Craig.
Don't fail.
We'll let the audience decide what Craig said.
Anyway, continue. I threw you off your game, didn't I?
Well, I'm getting a little frustrated because I'm getting like three seconds of action and then it starts buffering.
See, this is why we're not on
shut down. You said pussy and his mind shut down.
I caused it to derail. I love it.
Well, actually, you were the one that was talking.
Right. Right.
I love
having
pet that, like the pet that you love, and then the first thing you do is go get a new one.
I miss him so.
Replacement.
Ooh, what's that?
Replacement. Don't even get time to mourn. Go get a new cat.
Right.
I don't understand that. Not like it's a kid or something.
Oh, dude. I got in so much trouble. It was a couple of months ago. But my son had a fish, actually about a year ago. My son had this little goldfish that died. And my son named him Dennis. I don't know why. But anyway, he died, and I fished him out. No pun intended. I fished him out of the bowl before Cameron got home from school. And I was walking him downstairs, and there's there's the kitchen like right in front of me, and then there's a bathroom to the right. And so I was going to flush him, you know, give him a good burial at sea. And I got distracted of something in the kitchen, and I ended up dropping him in the kitchen sink. And
the compactor?
I hit the garbage disposal. I can't lie.
Knows where you're going.
That is so wrong, dude.
I hit the garbage disposal and washed him down. You know, I gave him, dust to dust, as it were. And my wife came home, what'd you do with tennis? I said, I got rid of him. She said, what'd you do? Did you flush him? I said, kind of. And when I told her what I did, she got so mad, like I had done an injustice to all fish kind.
Well, you pretty much did. That was cruel and unusual punishment, even for a dead fish.
He was dead.
Was he already dead?
Yes, of course.
Oh, so you just desecrated a corpse. That's just a light charge.
Yes. Yes, we're getting a new fish. I'm calling her Katie Vick. Anyway, getting back to this pay-per-view, since we've been derailed by talk of pussycats and fish. Daniel Bryan is wrestling all three of the Wyatts in a handicap match.
Okay.
It'll be a good match. Now, is it just a handicap match or an elimination match?
I think it's just handicap. I would have gone with like a gauntlet match or something. I think that would have been better.
Agreed. And speaking of handicap matches, CM Punk is going to have a handicap match against The Shield.
I think that'll be good. I think it'll be good. I think Bryan's match will be better.
And why is that?
Because it's Bryan.
Okay. That's not
They'll both be good. I think I actually think Punk might actually win his match because it'll come down to some kind of dissension among the Shield, and somehow Punk will get lucky. Whereas I see Bryan taking out Rowan and Harper, but then Wyatt kind of maybe getting him. But I'm sure there'll be good matches. I mean, two awesome dudes. So they're going to have two awesome matches.
We have the WWE Intercontinental Champion, Big E Langston. He's going to be wrestling Damian Sandow, and they better not beat Big E.
I like him.
Me too. I like him a lot. He's what's best for business, as they say.
Yeah, he should be. And, the only thing that hurts Big E is Mark Henry wrestles for the same promotion. And Mark Henry looks stronger than Big E. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So until Mark Henry retires or whatever, then... Yeah. So until Mark Henry retires, Big E will never be... I don't think he'll ever be as big as he can be.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't see superstar written on him, but he's very good. And in the main event, John Cena will be facing Randy Orton in a TLC matchup, and it says that they're going to unify the WWE and world titles. In fact, it has been guaranteed. So I think we're going to see one champion, and that one champion's name is Randy Orton.
I think that guarantee that there's only going to be one world champion is a guarantee that they're switching titles after all.
That's okay. Explain.
Well, Vince is just going to go back to his old idea, and he's going to have them switch tags. They're going to go up there, fight over the title, and each one's going to grab the other title. And then they're just going to stay champions, and that's just how it's going to be. And the guarantee ain't going to be worth shit.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to do one champion. They can't afford to do that on another pay-per-view. Of some kind of
It's WWE. They can't help themselves. They have to fucking fuck up.
I think after the last two, three pay-per-views, I don't think they can afford to.
Ever since SummerSlam, really?
Yeah, really. I don't think they can do another one. You know, there's only so far you can push fans.
Mm-hmm. But you can only have so much faith in the company until the point where it's like, I can't believe anything they say anymore.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. So this whole pay-per-view, of course, led up to the amazing angle they had on Monday Night Raw.
Before we get to that, let me throw in another update from Shine, and that is that the iPay-per-view feed still sucks, Gabe.
There's no
way. Why is it Gabe's fault?
Because it's on his website.
Hmm.
Whatever.
That makes too much sense.
For a long time. That's not healthy.
I haven't said anything about Gabe in a long time until now, because now I just paid $20 and I'm can't even watch something that I paid $20 for. I have to watch it later after it's all done, probably.
Sure. So,
that's your own fault.
That is true.
It's not my fault. It's the fucking company's fault for putting on a shitty phone quality.
You're believing
right
in iPay-per-view after all this shit. All this iPay-per-view wrestling stuff.
Well, I can't help it. There's a bunch of hot bitches on here tonight.
Oh, Ed, you sure know how to charm them.
I can watch porn for free, and I don't even have to sift through no boring matches.
Somebody always wins.
You're right to penetration in the song.
Oh, all right. How do you follow that? So, obviously, Monday was Raw here in Seattle, and it all started with me leaving the house in a rush late because traffic was absolutely horrible. My wife was running late. I took my son and I took my wife, and we drove as quickly as possible an hour down the road to Monday Night Raw. We were late getting there, and we were about a half hour late. It was just before 5 o'clock when we pulled in, so that's right as Raw is about to start. And my wife hands the printed home tickets, you know, to the doorman, and he takes a little scanner gimmick, and he's scanning the tickets, and one goes through, and the other one does not, and then he tries to scan the other one, and he starts getting really pushy and rude with my wife, saying, hey, you've got to sit out there, the only one of these tickets scanned, and blah, 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 and he's trying, he won't get the gimmick to work, and he goes, you got to go get tickets over there. You have to take these, turn these in, and get tickets over there. Oh, my gosh. And we all three start to leave, and he goes, hey, one of you needs to come in. There's no return. You have to come in. So I'm like, okay, what are we going to shove my seven-year-old through the door, let him go wander and find his seat? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm ticked, and my wife just goes, you go, and I'll go take care of the tickets. And turns out the will call that she had to go to was on the other side of the building. So I get in my seat right as Daniel Bryan comes out. And I watch the match, and as soon as the match is over, my wife shows up. And she sits down next to me and Cameron on the end. And Cameron goes to sit down, and his seat is broken. The bottom has folded all the way to the floor. It was sideways. And, you know, Cameron's a big kid, but he's not that big. So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So all this is going on. And Santino was out next, and that's one of my son's favorite guys. And so I'm like, Cameron, just wait here with Mom. I'll go take care of it. So I go up to the guard, or this whatever. And I say, Usher, the seat down here is broken. And he goes, and he's like 80 years old. Well, did you break it? And I said,
I guess
that's a fair question.
Sat in it, huh?
I said, that's a fair question. But no, I did not. My 7-year-old son went to sit down, and it's broken. I did not break the chair. It was broken already. Well, I don't know what to do. And I said, I'm not making my son stand up the whole time. Get somebody to fix it. So he reluctantly gets on the horn and calls somebody. Meanwhile, my wife and my son have made their way back up to the top of the stairs right there. And we're watching the show, and my wife's arguing with the guy, and finally some jabron comes over, and he's like, what's going on? And the guy, the usher, the ancient, nonsensical, non-understanding man looks at me and says, this guy right here broke his chair. And I turned 4 shades of red, and my wife goes, settle down. Settle down, settle down. I said, whatever, just get me in my seat. We're missing the show. So he goes down there and he fiddles with it for a few minutes, and he comes back up and he goes, there's no fixing that. You got to get these people new seats. Good Lord. So we wait for another. Santino has done the job, and they're carting him off, and they're starting the next segment. With Vicky, and they're giving them, and the Joey Jellos. So this woman starts shuffling her way towards us, and she's like 2 years older than the old guy that accused me of breaking the chair. And so she's shuffling along. She's, oh, dear, oh, my, you know, and then fine. And she's like, well, you guys wait right here. I'm going to go get you new tickets. And I'm like, how about we follow you? So we start following this woman, and time begins to stand still as I am timing this woman with a sundial. She is in absolutely no hurry. I wanted to grab a wheelchair, put her down in it, and take her to where she needed to go because she is in no hurry. And then my wife casually mentions, oh, it sure would be nice if we could see the whole show. You know, my wife said, sweet. Anyway. So finally, some guy, here's the kicker. We go with the old lady, and she says, this young man broke his chair, and I'm like, oh, my God, I did not break the chair. And anyway, they found us new seats. They were actually better than the other seats, and they sat us 3 rows up off the floor, just awesome seats. And I think we were 9 rows up off the floor before, but anyway, it was in a different section. As we were going to these seats, it's actually, there's the main concourse in the arena, and then there's only a couple of certain spots where you can walk down, and there's a bar area, and then you can walk down to the quote-unquote club seats. Well, as I'm walking down, they have, you know the symbol for the drama plays? There's the mask, and one's frowning, and one's smiling. You know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they've got a couple of posters, like, you know, printed things off your computer or whatever, and they're stuck to the wall, and there's an arrow, and it says WWE. And I look over there, and there's, like, a door. There's a security guard standing in front of the door, and I'm figuring, oh, okay, well, that's one way you can get from around back of the arena to where the fans are. And I'm like, oh, the Shield must be coming out this way. And, we get our seats, and sure enough, when the Shield comes out, they come right down my row. And the Roman Reigns is a big son of a gun, I'll tell you that right now. But anyway, we stayed for the whole show. I told Michelle, I said, there's a lot of people here. We got to get up early in the morning. I said, as soon as the main event's over, let's bounce. And she's like, okay, that sounds good. I said, they're probably just going to do a quick, silly match, and then that'll be it. And she's like, yeah, no problem. Cameron's like, yeah, let's go. So as the segment's winding down, and by the way, if you're on the hard camera side, you're sitting facing the hard camera, you're looking at people's backs most of the evening. You know what I mean? Because they're looking at the hard camera. So they start droning on and on and on, and this segment's taking forever. It's like, hey, let's go up, and we'll stand at the top of the stairs and watch the rest of it. As soon as the brawl's over, we'll leave. Because, you can kind of figure out where it's going the last, Anyway. So as we're at the top, we're watching the rest of it go down. All the big schmoz goes down. I look through the curtain, and I'm like, that Vincent? And I ducked through the curtain, and he was standing kind of over by where the shield had come out earlier, right, out of the little door there. And by this time, there was a couple of fans around him, and I just walked over, and I shook his hand, and he was signing autographs for kids, and Cameron had followed me out, and he was just real nice, and said hi, and that's pretty much it, and then ducked back in and watched Punk gets pie-faced, and how'd that go? Punk got pie-faced, and then...
You take Orton, Triple H jumped him, he hit Triple H.
Yeah, so as soon as that was over, we bounced, we left, and I was out of the parking lot. I was like, it was like third out of the parking lot. I mean, we had it down, Boom, we were on the freeway. I text Brian, just met Vincent, left early. Talk to you later. It's like, you left early, you missed the main event. And I said, nope. And I got about halfway to Seattle. They're doing a spinneroonie contest. I'm like, up early, talk to you later. And then he gets on the Brian and Vinny show and proceeds to tell everybody in the world, including Lance Storm, and people I don't know, Craig left and missed the whole thing.
Yeah, I was going to make fun of you. I was going to give you all kinds of shit for that.
Did not miss a minute of it. And you know what? Even if I did, it was on TV!
Oh, well. You did see a cool segment. I do have a new update. The stream is working again, thankfully.
I got to see
the last 5 seconds of Mercedes Martinez beating Heidi Lovelace. And Mercedes Martinez is one of the scariest-looking... Mercedes, that's right. Mercedes. She's one of the scariest-looking women I've ever seen in my life. I think she could literally kick the shit out of all three of us at the same time.
Sweet.
And Heidi Lovelace actually looks like... What's the girlfriend from fucking Breaking Bad that died?
Jane?
Heidi Lovelace looks exactly like Jane. I was, kind of freaking out. Currently in the ring, they just started a new match with Taylor Made of the tag team Made in Sin. And she has some awesome gear. She has, she's wearing, a bra with, spikes all over her boobs and some awesome tight shorts. And she is wrestling Angelina Love, who is pretty much all boobs. Yeah, she is all boobs, and she did the beautiful people entrance, and the stupid cameraman didn't get it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Be mad.
I suppose that's one thing you could do. I wonder if anybody's actually listening to this show wanting to watch Shine. Probably not.
Why wouldn't they listen to the show that's watching it?
Okay, where are we going next?
That would be better if you just waited and watched, then you could rewind and shit.
That's true.
I don't think you'll get the results if you, stumble upon TMZ or something tomorrow, so you don't have to worry about that. So it won't be spoiled.
Yeah, well, I want to watch it now. But anyway, going back to the angle, I do got to give the Seattle crowd props. That was an awesome crowd. It was almost like the day after WrestleMania crowd. And I also have to give props to John Cena for being a freaking genius and use the crowd to turn himself totally babyface, and they didn't even realize it, basically, and they just went with it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome the way he played the crowd. And the setups, it set up the main event for this weekend. with two possible teases for WrestleMania, which I thought was awesome. And when as soon as Shawn super kicked, as soon as he super kicked Punk, you could see like I don't know what it was, but you could see like Brian's leg, or like you could just see like Brian getting ready. And I literally just got out of my seat and was just screaming, yes, yes, yes. And then he hit the knee, and then I popped big time, because hopefully that'll lead to what I think it'll lead to, and that is a match at WrestleMania.
I will be so stoked if that goes down. Why would they continue to do stuff like this? You know, it's got to be leading somewhere. Not just happenstance. So, anyway, that was Monday night in Seattle, and then, of course, they filmed SmackDown, which is probably playing right now on your television, in Portland, and then they came back to my neck of the woods, literally 20 minutes down the road at Fort Lewis. It's actually called Joint Base Fort Lewis and McChord. It's the Air Force and Army base in Pierce County, which, like I said, just literally 20 minutes down the road. Of course, I could not get in because I don't have the right haircut. And,
you asked Vince to do the show.
I'm sorry?
You asked Vince to do the show.
Did I ask Vince to do the show?
Sorry, Craig. He's 45 minutes late.
What do you mean?
I asked you this question 45 minutes ago.
I'm missing something. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Did you ask Vince McMahon to do our show when you met him?
Why would he ask Vince McMahon? He didn't see Vince McMahon.
What Vince is he talking about?
Okay. I finally put two and two together and got your joke. And when it takes that long to get a joke, Couture, it's no good.
Well,
yeah,
Vince,
no shit.
Did you see?
The Vincent from Total Divas.
Yes, it's
Harry on. Who cares about that guy? Jesus,
yeah,
there's too many Vinces. There's too many Vinces at the building.
You're just
don't know who's
jealous
who.
You're just jealous because he has a bigger cock than you.
Okay.
I wouldn't know how big his cock is because I've not seen it.
This is true.
And I don't care if a guy has a bigger cock than me. Why the fuck would I?
Yeah, why would you? Unless you were dating his ex.
You're one of these weirdos that gets said, let's all measure our dicks, see how manly we are.
They had a whole episode based on his big cock. Excuse me.
And that's why I read the show reports. So I don't have to watch it.
Well, I was not standing in the shadow of it or anything, so Anyway. Tribute to the Troops took place on Joint Base Fort Lewis McChord here in Washington, just down the road from my house, and was not able to go. In fact, didn't even know it was going on until like the day before. So,
well, I mean, I don't think they even sell tickets to the public for that thing anyway.
They do. They don't give them to the public, but there is a ton of military guys around this area. Some of them I know. Some guys I know very well from the military, and if I would have known, I would have, hey, brother, hook a guy up, you know. But didn't even know it was there until, you know, just days before.
That's so the terrorists won't know where it's happening, so they can't do a strike
on the
event or something.
But we do have the spoilers right here. This is all going to be, was all taped, and it'll be running next Friday evening.
I don't
want to
know what happened.
You don't want to know what happened?
No.
You sent me the spoilers.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, it's going to be on NBC. There's an hour-long version of this.
No, but
apparently,
happens on there. It matters anyway, so it don't matter.
Apparently, I heard from a buddy of mine that John Cena had gone and visited, like, a lot of the guys that are in the hospital here at Fort Lewis, and was spotted all around town. Or in the base, and he said it was really cool. But then in the same breath, he said, yeah, they're begging people to come take tickets. And, you know, this was, or they were begging people to come take tickets because it was.
Those guys probably just happy they don't have to go to fucking Afghanistan every year like
yeah,
they did
right.
before. Jesus.
Yeah, maybe they should go back there. Those crowds are awesome. Anyway, we had Biggie Langston and Mark Henry. They defeated Ryback and Curtis Axel. This was said to be a dark match. Daniel Bryan defeated Eric Rowan and Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt, but he interfered. And Bray Wyatt interfered. Biggie restarted the match, leading to Bryan and CM Punk defeating Rowan and Harper by DQ when, once again, Wyatt interfered. John Cena came out to save Vicky, and it led to a six-man.
Came out to say Vicky.
It's John Cena. This is exactly how it's written. John Cena came out for the save, and then Vicky led it to a six-man.
Oh, I thought you said John Cena came out to save Vicky.
That's what it says on my notes, but I should have pre-read it. Anyway, Cena's team won when he hit the AA on Harper.
So they just basically redid the SmackDown from a week or two ago.
Sure.
Or the same concept when they kept restarting the match.
Cena led the troops. Cena gave a speech to the troops. There were Cena chants and yes chants. And apparently this was held in a hangar. So I'm guessing it would be on the Air Force portion of the base. Terry Young and Titus O'Neil defeated 3MB. The Usos and Darren Young. What did I say?
Gary Young.
Gary? No. Stop. The Usos and Rey Mysterio defeated the Shield. Brie Bella won a Divas Battle Royal by eliminating AJ Lee. Kofi Kingston defeated Dolph Ziggler. R-Truth defeated Fandango. And then the troops were treated to four songs performed by Daughtry. Was it American Idol or was he?
I think he was on American Idol.
Yeah. And then Jeff Dunham, the puppet comedian, did stand-up. Big Show came out and did a segment with Peanut, one of Jeff Dunham's puppets, before he beat up Damian Sandow. Okay, so that was Tribute to the Troops. That should be on next week sometime. Check your NBC affiliate for times.
I used to couldn't wait for that show, but just hearing this is like, sounds like crap.
No, it's very by the numbers, yeah.
It's only doing a one-hour show this year. Only on NBC.
Yeah.
Usually they did like a two-hour version for USA, mm-hmm. didn't they? Or something like that?
No, it's always been on NBC.
Well, it's been on USA, too. They've done like a one-hour version for NBC and like a two-hour version for USA.
Right. Okay, more WWE news.
Well, actually, you know how you were telling your ticket story earlier?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing kind of happened to me a couple weeks ago when me, Peach, and Evan Bourne were going to the Spurs game. They didn't print out. Well, Peach's wife didn't print out tickets, so somehow apparently you can actually use your phone. I didn't know you could do that. Have you guys ever seen that? Yeah. So anyway, so we go in there, and Evan's got the tickets on his phone. So the guy scans. One is good. Peach goes through. He scans the other one. I go through. He gets to the third one, and it won't fucking stick. It won't fucking scan. So he's trying over and over again, holding up the line. Finally, the guy goes, "You're just going to have to wait a minute." Puts Evan to the side, starts scanning other people. And we're like, fuck, we're going to have to buy him another ticket or something. But luckily, finally, it scanned, and they let Evan Bourne into the building.
See, the way mine worked is I tried to pull it up on my phone, but because he had already scanned one of them, it said that my order had been completed. Oh, I was hot.
Yeah. I hate when stuff don't scan. That happened to me one time when I went to the self-checkout at the grocery store. Got all that stuff, and one thing don't want to scan. And, like, then I got to go talk to, like, a human being.
Well, why didn't you just stick the thing in your bag and just take off without paying for that one thing?
Because I'm not a criminal. But you're not to take part in criminal acts.
Thank you.
And it's probably going to beep anyway when I walked out the door. Plus, I got this woman sitting there. She's looking at everybody. You know, she's like the lady at study hall or the attention or something, knowing something's about to go down. So
it's like they got these self-checkouts, and then they got people checking all the self-checkouts to make sure you go through. So why don't they just have these freaking cashiers do the goddamn thing instead of having idiots who can't operate the stuff do it?
They just got the person there in case you need help, which I did. So I just chucked it to the side and didn't buy it. I just scanned the rest of my shit and left.
Well,
I'm sure they didn't appreciate me leaving that ice cream right sitting in that, magazine rack. So.
That's funny. Okay, in other WWE news, the WWE Network looks to be coming very soon. It appears WWE is going to the Internet rather than traditional television with its network idea and modeling it after Netflix. The WWE is expected to make its network announcement on the 8th of next month in Las Vegas. And it's going to be done by Vince McMahon at the Wynn Hotel. WWE will not say anything official about the network, nor even confirm that the Las Vegas announcement is about the network. However, on the 10th of this month at a press conference in Santa Clara, California, attended by Dave Meltzer, for WrestleMania, Stephanie McMahon did point out the new logo of our company, which had the touch button arrow insignia along with the WWE lettering. The push button arrow looks like the play button. FYI, this will be not just the network logo, but the company logo, showing the importance of the project. The big selling point of the WWE Network looks to be a one-time only idea offering WrestleMania. WWE would allow all subscribers to the stream of WrestleMania bypassing the price tag of $69.95. However, they would only be able to do so by subscribing for 6 months. The price is expected to be $9.95, although there has been a consideration of up to $12.95. For that money, you would get 6 months of content, which would allow you 5 to 6 additional pay-per-view shows for the price of just WrestleMania, as well as the archived footage. Not all WWE-owned footage would be available at first, but that would be a long-term goal. The report indicated that at the launch, they would have every episode of Raw and SmackDown, as well as every pay-per-view show. That's huge.
It's actually a fucking awesome deal when you think about it. I mean, basically, for the price of WrestleMania, you get WrestleMania, you get the... You get 6 pay-per-views, and you get all the extra content. I mean, that is one hell of a fucking deal. My question is, it said like Netflix, so basically you can pick what you want, watch when you watch it, right? Which I think is another good deal, because had it been on TV, it would have been on a schedule, and you would have to be at their mercy. And or you know, you'd have to DVR what you'd want to watch, because let's say they're playing a Mid-South or World Class at 2-3 in the morning, you'd have to either stay up late or DVR it. This way now you can apparently watch it whenever you want. So to me, that sounds fucking awesome.
Yep, plus it'll be available on all the devices. Like I'm sure it'd be available like on Xbox, like I got. I don't know if they got like that stuff on PlayStation 3 like Greg has.
Yes.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do, and then I have Apple TV, and I do have a Roku as well. I know that all those Netflix services are on all three of those devices, so if they do launch this, it would probably just be like an app, just like on your Xbox or PS4 or whatever. So it looks to be a pretty cool deal if they can get the live stream without any hiccups.
To be honest, I probably still buy WrestleMania on DirecTV every year. just to be safe. But that's
yes,
me.
You don't have to put up with the glitches and whatnot. That makes
yeah.
sense.
I don't have to take
I mean,
that hands on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the streaming feed, the stream here has ruined three matches in a row for me.
Okay.
And
well,
now it's
okay.
back on, and it's between matches. This is turning into an ROH disaster.
Well, that WWE network, if you think I'm useless now, geez, that thing is up and running.
Now, okay, you know, the cost is, let's say it's $10 a person, right? They say they need 1 million people. So let's say 1 million people pay $10. What is that, $10 million? It's going to cost $10 million for them to fucking run the net. I don't get how that works. Why is it so goddamn expensive?
I don't know. I try not to think about numbers.
That's a lot of money.
It sounds wacky to me. It doesn't sound right. It just does not sound right. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's involved. Is bandwidth that expensive?
Well, Ed, if you did know what's involved, you wouldn't be doing this juvenile podcast. You'd be doing more. You wouldn't have time to do this.
You have
so,
a career.
But, yes, you would. You wouldn't have time. So I guess be grateful that you don't have time. I don't know. But, yeah, there's a lot of wheels in motion, and there's stuff that I don't completely understand and who would. And cost money to do business. Enough said.
Well, it seems
no,
a lot more.
What all do they have? Okay, they said they're going to have all the Raws and SmackDown. I believe they're going to
have
all the Nitro.
Hours of footage from at least a number I heard, like maybe a year or so.
What all territories do they have? They got World Class, they got Mid South, they got AWA, they got Crockett.
WCW, yeah.
WCW. Do they have Ohio Valley?
They have a global.
They got global.
I think so, because they put some global stuff up on their own demand.
Oh, okay.
So, not like that's a big thing to want to watch, but...
Yeah.
They don't have rights to the UWF stuff, do they?
Yeah, the Mid-South.
The stuff with... when JR was doing the commentary over there?
Yeah. They got all that stuff. That's
okay.
what they bought.
Sweet.
Or did you mean the UWF with
Herb Abrams? No, he didn't mean that.
Dave Herb Abrams.
No, I did not.
I think
mean
that's
that.
On ESPN Classic. You talk about.
I think
Russell,
it is as well.
God damn.
That's where Cactus got his start. Come on now.
He didn't get his start at the UWF.
Well, that was one of the big selling points of their tape. They had Cactus Jack on one of them, and I. Got suckered in, I'll be honest.
In fact, I think a documentary about Herb Abrams would be more interesting than any of the matches they ever had.
I miss my weekly Herb Abrams Carney story in those old observers. You know, this week he signed Bruiser Brody. He's been dead for 2 years or something like that.
I just remember seeing a CSI, and they had this guy, and he died almost exactly like Herb Abrams. I'm like, man, one of the writers must have been a wrestling fan.
Oh, speaking of.
Bacon and smothered in baby oil and OD'd on coke.
Speaking
that
of.
And, yeah.
My daughter comes home from work tonight, and she starts telling this story, and I'm about to come up here to do the show, and as I'm usually telling all the women of my life, get to the point. So she finally says, so this girl comes in to the tanning salon today, and she starts to tan, and they start jabbering back and forth, and the girl says, yeah, I'm leaving on a plane to Florida tomorrow. I'm going to meet this guy that I met online. And my daughter's like, oh, my gosh. And she goes, oh. And, yeah, he's a professional wrestler, is what she tells my kid. So my kid's radar goes off, and she says, oh, what's his name? His name's Doug Basham.
Hmm. Doug Basham?
Yeah.
Doug Basham, was that Doug Basham?
He wasn't, the other guy was the Damager. He was Doug Basham.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doug Basham. The other guy was Danny Basham, right? Danny and Doug?
I think so.
Yeah.
Doug
anyway,
Basham,
so,
he's like Danny Dace's nephew or something.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, they were both good. I really enjoyed the Bashams when they were a tag team. So I said, Danielle, I asked Danielle, I said, well, what does this girl looking like? She said, oh, she's cute. I'm like, okay. It makes the story a little bit more believable. So we'll follow up and see what's going on. So there's your scoop.
At least it wasn't the guy that got banned from Walmart for price matching and got banned for life. That guy, that wrestler.
Yeah.
Didn't he look like Zeb?
He looked like somebody from a southern territory.
Yeah. I think I saw a couple of them Black Friday shopping in the Walmart show.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I've seen enough Black Friday videos since then. I don't need to be involved in that.
I skipped Black Friday shopping, but my wife and my sister-in-law conned me into taking them up to the Walmart on Thanksgiving night. I saw two fights. I saw two women in each other's faces screaming obscenities. Like inches away. Their noses were mashed against each other. And I saw...
Were they ethnic?
By the time I got out, anyway, by the time I left, I had actually seen a man and a woman both getting arrested, and there was at least 8 cop cars out in front of this Walmart. But I got iPads for $199, so throw my
I can't wait to get my Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, totally for you. Anyway, we're quickly... running out of time.
By the way, you need to send me your addresses.
Okay. I will
I'm
kind of
scared. I'm kind of expecting to open a box with like a dead possum.
You've been bitching at me about DVDs for like 3 years now. I'm finally going to send you some. So I want you to send me your address instead of bitching about it.
Okay.
Well, I asked you to send me your address a long time ago so I could send you some of my tapes.
I'm in WITSEC. I can't give you my address. I will. I forgot about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Anyways, speaking of streaming and pay-per-views and all that, there is a ROH final battle this Saturday.
It isn't streaming.
It's not streaming. That's for sure. It is not streaming, but I think it will be put on demand somewhere at some time. I'm hoping I can get it maybe even on Sunday, but we'll see what happens.
Before we get to the card, this is related to the show. Okay. Craig, how well – I know Buddy knows him decent. I know Brian knows him, but how well do you know Davey Richards, or did you know Davey Richards?
I've spoken to him a few times. If I ran into him and he – got a look at my face, he would recognize me, but he wouldn't know who I am, kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
How was he, dude? Because, like, I had him on the show one time. He was a cool dude. I mean, I can't say anything bad about the interview I did with him. This is just my observations from other things. And, you know, is he just, like, the biggest asshole in the world or what?
He's kind of a jerk. He's kind of arrogant. And but, see... Here's the thing. Buddy basically brought the guy up. He's been in Buddy's ring. He's, you know, he had knelt at the altar of Buddy Wayne and gleaned in his information and you know what I mean? He was kind of, so he was kind of on his best behavior. And one time when we were watching him wrestle, it was me and Buddy and Brian and there's a couple other guys. In fact, Josh Barnett was sitting with us as well, the UFC fighter. And he grabbed the mic and gave a shout-out to Buddy and the rest of the guys from ICW sitting on the back row. That's where he got his start and this and that. He's very humble. that night. But in interactions I've had with him away from Buddy, which aren't a whole bunch, they always say that your gimmick is you turned up to 10. He's a jerk. He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah,
so,
like,
do
you remember Rohiblis from the website? Garrett?
Doesn't
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I think one time, I don't know if it was it might have been a PWG show, or it was some kind of show, but somehow Gigi ended up being backstage, and and Davey was like, who are you, and what the hell are you doing here? And then basically,
right.
I think Rohiblis thought he was going to almost getting ready to physically try and get him out of the dressing room until Brian had to tell him to be cool, you know, and say that he was, like, with him or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah. To me, it's like he's taking the Dynamite Kid's gimmick all the way.
Yes. To a whole new level.
Yeah.
To be honest. I'll
and
tell you one thing he did.
He is awesome. I mean, he
might
be the best non-WWE guy out there right now. I mean, if not, he's in the top five.
Sure.
No, Norm Firm is the best guys non-WWE.
Who?
Norm Firm.
Don't ask. I'll tell you this. He did do one of the grossest things I've ever seen. Two fans at one of the shows that Cecil was putting on up in Everett. I don't know if they were Pinnacle at the time or if they were going through a name change. Davey was on the apron in a tag match, and he reached down the backside of his trunks and got a handful of sweat and threw it on some guys in the front row.
That's fucking awesome.
And I saw
I'm
him
sure
do
those
it
guys
repeatedly.
Deserve it, though.
I saw him do it repeatedly. And I was jabbing Brian, and I was giggling. I'm like, Brian, check that out. He's going to do it again. If that isn't a D move, I don't know what is, though. Come on now. That's a dick move. Oh. Anyway, ROH Final Battle this Saturday. We have Matt Hardy versus Adam Page. We have Mark Briscoe versus Silas Young in a strap match. And just signed the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks, will be wrestling Adrenaline Rush. That should be a fine match.
Who's Adrenaline Rush? Is that AC?
Adrenaline Rush is ACH and oh, crap. The other black fella.
Yeah.
Daggone it, what's his name?
Well, that's all you have to say, honestly. Let's be honest.
That's fair. Okay. Eddie Edwards and a mystery partner will be facing Roderick Strong and Jay Lethal.
I bet it's Brutal Bob Evans.
I'm fine with that. I am totally fine with that. Kevin Steen will be wrestling Michael Bennett with the beautiful Maria Kanellis in his corner. The loser must stop using the pile driver. There you go.
You're not supposed to be using it anyway. It's the code, isn't it, in wrestling?
It is in the WWE, so hopefully Davey Richards will not be pile driving anybody.
It's also that way in Mexico.
Possibly my favorite tag team right now, the Hipsters, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, will be facing Homicide and Eddie Kingston for the ROH tag titles.
What did you
Bobby
call
Fish, them? Their gimmick is that they're hipsters.
Oh, okay. I thought they had changed their name there for a second.
No. Their gimmick is they're hipsters. They hang out in coffee shops, listen to acoustic music and poetry reading, and I just love these guys. Bobby Fish is one of the most underrated guys on the indie scene and has been for years. This guy is really good.
I actually never really heard, I think I've heard of his name maybe once or twice, but nothing really until the ROH show in New York last year. And that was the first time I ever saw Red Dragon. And they are fucking awesome.
They're great.
Yeah.
Matt Taven will be wrestling Tommaso Ciampa for the ROH.
I still don't understand why Eric Stevens changed his name.
I don't know. And the main event is a triple threat match for the ROH title. We have Adam Cole versus Michael Elgin versus Jay Briscoe, who is looking more and more like a Wyatt every day.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a good show. I mean, ROH always does put on good shows. And
they do.
And speaking of, and I can't wait to see this coming WrestleMania weekend where we have front row seats to Friday night.
Yes, sir.
So that should be awesome.
And general admission the next day.
Well, you have general admission. I'm going to shimmer.
Okay. Well, I've been watching ROH with my son because they just started airing it just a few months ago here in Seattle. And my son looks at me a couple weeks ago and says, "Dad, I've decided I want to go to ROH."
Oh.
I said, "Son, I'll think about it."
I got an extra ticket. I'll sell you for $500.
Oh, is that right? So, yeah, we might be going general admission to one of the shows. And then we've been watching PWG a lot lately. And I noticed that WrestleMania weekend there is a indie card with PWG guys, ROH guys, CZW guys. And I said, that might be another show we go to. So,
there's talk of next year, or, 2015 when they're in California, to do another King of the Indies show for that WrestleMania weekend. So,
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense for ROH to go that far. So, yeah, PWE just should just pick up the slack and do a King of the Indies thing. That'd be awesome.
Speaking of Mania weekend, speaking of WrestleMania weekend, I don't know if I've told you yet, but tickets are in. I'm just waiting for the PayPal confirmation because I don't remember it from last year. And we should be all set for that.
Nice.
And it looks like they're coming out here in 2016.
Yes, sir. Coming to Dallas.
Yeah, and I don't have to spring for hotels. I'm just going to crash a couture.
I'm busy that weekend.
What if I promise to bring a bunch of drugs?
I'll call the law on you. Make you miss the show.
Yeah, I remember the last time I was in Dallas, you had me bring you drugs, so.
Okay. You made me pay for it.
Well, you got to throw people under the bus. What's going on here? What's happening?
Nothing.
Okay, last news story. And then maybe we can wrap up a little early. I can go down and get some Papa Murphy's pizza. In UFC news, I can't believe Couture sent this to me. In UFC news, the headline just reads, GSP leaves UFC. This is late-breaking news. George St. Pierre just announced that he was taking time off, and out of respect to the other fighters, he was vacating the welterweight title. He said he might return. Not that he would. And if so, may challenge for this title. He said he'd been fighting for a long time and was under a lot of pressure and criticism and is stepping away from the fight game.
I think he's just basically, that's just a PC way of saying that the dude is slowly losing his mind.
They wanted him to drop the belt instead, but he don't want to do it, so he's losing his smile and going home.
Well, he should have lost that belt to Hendricks, but that's another story for another day.
Well, that's Hendricks' own
fault. Don't get me all riled up.
That's Hendricks' own fault, dude.
I know, he left in the hand of the judges, but even still,
in the press conference, Dana, you know, as much as Dana thought Hendricks won, when Hendricks was, you know, saying in the press conference that, and then Dana's like, he, I don't know what the fuck he said, but Dana's like, no, you didn't. You left it in the hand of the judges. So, you know, but I think some people are upset about the match for the title because now it's going to be Hendricks against Robbie Lawler, and I think all the Chris Condit fans are crying foul, which I don't think is really right. I mean, don't get me wrong, Condit's an awesome fighter and he could be the champion, but he did lose his last two fights, whereas Robbie Lawler's won like 4 or 5 against really good competition. So, you know, it's you know, I don't usually think Robbie Lawler in a title match, but when you really look at it, it actually is the best option. You know, I mean, let them have their match, get a champion, let Condon fight somebody, win, and then you have, you know, another big match with Condon coming up. So, plus, I think Condon's injured or something, too.
Yeah, either way. I mean, I don't know.
And I would laugh so hard if fucking Robbie Lawler knocks out fucking Hendricks. That'd be so funny.
That ain't gonna happen.
I heard GSP is quitting because he's expecting to get his own spin-off franchise from Captain America.
That's right, he is in Winter Soldier. That's funny.
Oh, speaking of movies, you can go to my Facebook page and they got the first official trailer for Godzilla up there. If anybody wants to check it out.
Amazing.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
That does look amazing. And everybody knows there hasn't been a great Godzilla movie since Matthew Broderick.
It actually looks like Godzilla. It don't look like a Attack of the Killer Iguana.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't really see it. You basically just saw his spikes.
You saw his face. You kind of saw his mouth, and he was, you know, he roared.
Yeah. Well, it does look better than that last one. But it'll never be as good as the wacky Godzilla movies with the guy in the costume.
I got a shitload of those movies. I love those movies. I still watch.
I think one of my favorites is Godzilla versus Megalodon.
Megalodon, yes, sir.
Megalodon, yeah, the one where it's Godzilla and the robot. It's a tag team.
That's why
I got the original one. I got the Americanized version of the original. And I got the Japanese version, the original. So,
seeing those old Godzilla movies is the reason I liked Pacific Rim so much. I thought that was a great movie.
It was all right. I like thinking of the old Godzilla movies. I remember there was one Godzilla movie where in the fight scene he's kind of like losing, and then he starts boxing. Like he starts shuffling his feet, fucking throwing jabs, and fucking starts boxing. And then there's one where he does like the Bruce Lee gimmick, where he's kind of getting his ass kicked and sees his own blood, and then he starts doing some kung fu shit. And then there's the one where he's tag teaming with the porcupine one.
Oh jeez.
And he's like has the porcupine come running and he backflips the porcupine into the bad guy. Oh man, I need to go back and just watch all those Godzilla movies.
Speaking of kind of something that has to do with Pacific Rim. What do you think of Sons of Anarchy this week, Ed?
It was a shock, but when Tara got to the house, dude, and she has that fucking smile of relief. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I knew right then she was dying. Yeah, I knew right there she was gonna die. And goddamn, that was
brutally.
A brutal death. Yeah, that was fuck, dude.
I got a text from my mother. All it says is WTF.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You're doing all the brutal deaths, all the main characters. Poor Herschel from Walking Dead, he lopped off his head, and he got stabbed with the turkey knife, turkey fork.
Yeah, Clay gets shot in the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit
was
crazy.
It's like Breaking Bad, Games of Thrones, and Sons of Anarchy, and Walking Dead are all trying to top each other for fucking most brutal shit this year.
And all the bad stuff that happens in Sons of Anarchy is because there was a miscommunication. Like, she wouldn't even get a rat on her. If she murdered her. God.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just wonder who's going to survive next year, because I think most of them are going to end up dying.
Yeah,
I can almost see Jax killing his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't watch it, do you, Craig?
No, I don't watch it. I probably should. I started watching Breaking Bad, but I've only got like 4 episodes in.
Yeah, it's before
that was 3 months ago. You started watching
slow.
Yeah. I think Van Orton is on Netflix. You should check it out. It's pretty. It's a damn good show.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd actually like it, Craig, because it's not really. That it does have its crazy moments, but for the most part, it's actually pretty well done. You know.
Oh, I'm sure. There's not enough hours in the day to get, you know, everything done. So.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 25 till, and before we start throwing out the plugs, I just want to send a great big happy birthday to one Antonio the Promise Thomas, becoming a good friend of the show as of late, and awesome guy to chat with. So there you go.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, pretty boy.
Too, but that didn't work out well.
Who?
Bug Zoom off.
Oh.
And let's not scab off of that one anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, happy birthday, pretty boy.
Yeah. And throw out the plug, Zay.
Okay. Everyone check out, everyone check out angrymarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at angrymarks.com along with a lot of other shows like the Angry Marks Show, which featured Emerson Whitner. What the hell is Emerson? Anyway, Emerson was on this past week. He's a cool dude. But you check out a lot of shows, and so check out angrymarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrere and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. I think just on the Cotrere thing, we've had over 100,000 downloads since we switched to Cotrere's thing, which is pretty good. You can also follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio, and you can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo or at Ed in San Antonio.
Those downloads are for when you switch to Cotrere, not Cotrere's thing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Proper Jam, P-R-O-P-E-R-J-A-M. And it's all done by my last name. You can check out all my tweets from Raw and the last two shows I went to, and also check it out early, mid, late next week, as I will probably be sending out a tweet from the B&B Christmas party.
Okay, I have a job for you, Craig.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I sent multiple gifts. I sent two gifts
okay.
for Granny. Make sure that those do not get lost, because one of them is worth a lot of money.
Good.
I won't
to
say
know.
Which one, but let's just say Granny will now favor me over Rodney after she gets her gift. Maybe. Probably,
good to know.
Probably not, but
Rodney has a bigger penis.
Oh,
not all stereotypes are true, dude.
Yeah, not all stereotypes are true.
In fact, Rodney's the opposite of stereotypes, so he probably has a little
very
penis.
True. Well, he's going to help Granny do a rap.
Oh, no. like make a chicken wrap?
No, dude. That was the funniest thing that Granny ever said. It was last night. She was talking about, I'll get my friend Rodney over here to help me do a rap. And Vinny died. He was laughing so hard. And at one point he goes, "Don't look at me, Brian. I didn't say anything."
I just liked how they started playing Sir Mix-a-Lot so Granny would understand what a rap was. And right as Brian pushed the stop button, you hear Granny, "Enough!" Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, Trey, you got 1 minute to throw your plug out. Go ahead.
I'm on Twitter at Cotrere35, hashtag piss off. YouTube.com/Cotrere. And, yeah, they got a bunch of wrestling videos up there. I've talked about them before. There's nothing new, so if you want to go up there, go up. If you don't, I don't care.
There you go. All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to end this with the fact that I have seen one match so far and nothing since. And Gabe Sapolsky, you bastard, I know you're just doing this to my computer and no one else's.
That makes sense to me.
You're a hater, and you
That's
need to
true.
Get over this. This thing, you know,
absolutely.
You don't see me holding a grudge.
There's heat.
Hopefully I can get the thank God I paid for the thing where you can, you know, what do you call it? Because you can get, there's three options. You can just watch it one time, or you can watch it, and then on demand, I got that one, so luckily I can watch it when it's over, hopefully. But I was actually very excited for this show. I mean,
yeah,
they're going to have some good matches and stuff.
I didn't watch Dark Journey against Mizzy Hatt in the Lumberjack match. And that'll be better than anything on that show.
Not even, dude. Mia Yim is wrestling on this show. Do you know how hot Mia Yim is? She is so fucking hot.
I don't like yams.
Here, here.
But anyway, we'll be back next week. I guess we'll be back next week.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, we'll be back next week.
Remember,
we'll
be back next
week.
Week.
So, we'll be back next week. Hopefully we'll have something. Maybe we can scrounge up a guest or something. But come back next week, and we will talk to everybody then. And where's the damn theme music? Yeah, well, I did want to call play-by-play of this pay-per-view, but unfortunately I can't. So we are out of here.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man!
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the matrix shit! Let's go hook him up!
I'm going to dog you until I wear your Texas ass out. The game is awesome.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.